is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 6th of September, 2024, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. If it's a Friday, that means it's a sports Friday. I'm looking forward to Mr. Eric Sawyer, the third, calling in because yesterday was supposed to mark, or it marks the beginning of football season, but I see that the premier game was postponed, but hopefully Mr. Sawyer can join us this morning. I have a bit of an obstacle course this morning, and I'm going to see if I could complete every stage of the show. I've got a guest in studio. We're talking sports this morning, but before we get right there, a tiny little bit of housekeeping. The first thing I want to do is say good morning to Cabinet Minister number 5, or whoever was driving Cabinet Minister number 5's vehicle. This is not about rowing them or telling them off or exposing something that they did, but I want to ask them, what did you see on the road this morning? Did you see the same things that I saw on the road on Shirley Street this morning, and did that trouble you? Did that raise concern in your heart? Oui. Did it make you think, thank God I'm in this big body, oversized, butch-built Buick of an SUV, and if one of these people hit me, I'll probably be relatively safe. But good morning, Cabinet Minister number 5, or whomever was driving the vehicle this morning. I just want you to turn to your neighbor and tell them what you saw on the road this morning. Let me tell you what I saw before I got in my car to go to work this morning. I saw a clip from, Eyewitnesses, one of the other media houses. It was a brief report on a road traffic, RBPF road traffic department exercise. And in the report, a police officer was giving a driver a headset. And the officer said, like, you know, we don't want drivers rustling around in their bag for their phones, to use their phones while they're driving. And so we're giving you headsets so you could use your headset. That's like, we call them headphones, but like what call center workers use, right? A headset. So that you don't, you're not tempted to hold your phone while you're driving. But dear Royal Bahamas Police Force, I would just like to remind you that the proper procedure is to have a Bluetooth set up in your vehicle so that you don't use a headset, but the sound comes through your car's speaker system. I know that this may sound, there's a particular word, like I'm overstepping my authority, right? Like I'm overreaching the scope of what I can say and do as a big grown adult in the country. But let me say this to you very clearly. This is the same road traffic department that said, we weren't even aware of what the law said, and now that we are, we're not inclined to enforce it. Dear drivers, before you install a headset with your phone to drive and take calls at the same time, call your insurance agent. And if you're not comfortable with that, call the secretary to the cabinet or the Attorney General's office. I kid you not. There is an offense called driving without due care and attention. Even if the police put the headset in your hand and told you to use it while driving, if you get into an accident and you are observed wearing the headset, and then further, someone takes the time to petition the courts to look at your phone records, and they determine that you were indeed on a call wearing your headset at the time of the accident, it's not going to go in your favor. Please, if you want to use your cell phone while driving, find a professional that can set up your car properly for you to do so. We have too much talk about the state of healthcare in this country for people to recklessly take other people's lives in their hands. Also, since we're talking about technical services, do you have a Japanese import vehicle and are no longer able to listen to radio news, talk, and music content on Guardian Radio? Well, the HitSpot is offering a $79.99 special. The VAT is included. And they will install a band extender equipment in your vehicle. The special is available during the month of September. Now, mention this ad. Let them know the Guardian told you. Mm-hmm. And while you're there, tell them, see, I need this so I don't connect the headset to my phone and listen to the radio through my phone headset while I'm driving. Again, the HitSpot, $79.99, VAT included, gets you band extender equipment installed. The special is offered during the month of September, and tell them you heard it on Guardian Radio. Good morning, people. Good morning, people. Texas said, let them hold their cell phones in their hand. Dear Texas, did you wake up this morning and choose violence? And I realize there are people out there encouraging y'all to do foolishness. I never thought it would be the police. But here we are. Texa goes on to say, do you think everyone has a fancy car with Bluetooth speakers or even Bluetooth capabilities? You are very privileged, like C.A. Nuri stated, very. Do you know how easy it is to get Bluetooth capabilities in your car? I can be honest with you, it's $16.99. $16.99, Texter. Do not let your disregard or dislike of me cause you to encourage people to do foolishness because you don't like me, Texter. In the same way, dear drivers, if you stop your car for no reason, that offense is called obstructing traffic, right? If you approaching a corner, see that another car is trying to get onto the main road and you just stop your car to let them out, that's called obstructing traffic. If the cars around you blow their horn, they're trying to alert to you that you are not only obstructing traffic, but you're creating a dangerous environment around you. Like the vehicle this morning that stopped to let a woman cross Mackey Street just beyond Shirley Street on a green light. Perhaps the most dangerous place since taxi drivers have taken it upon themselves to turn right on red there, and the Royal Bahamas Police Force has taken it upon themselves to ignore this state of affairs. But that you would get so offended that somebody blew their horn at you that you would stop your car and let six cars out suggests that you are the type of petty bohemian that is destroying every system before us. That was just a moment of silence for all of the lives unnecessarily lost due to reckless, careless, and belligerent drivers who think they have a right to break traffic laws because they paid for their car. This is a serious state of affairs. Anyway, we're going to talk things. We got sports to talk. Even though driving on these roads every day has become like an obstacle course. Let me see. Let's go to this phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, man. Caller, do me a favor. Call back. I'm sorry I missed your call. All right? Do me a favor. Call back. Joining me this morning is Mr. Chikchani himself. Hey. Good morning, Mr. Robots.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. Feeling good.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Because it's what? We got 3 weeks or 2 weeks?
About three weeks
before your next upcoming obstacle course challenge.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So, yeah, we got the second edition of our Chick Johnny Challenge City Run. We had the first City Run in 2019. It was a big hit because we moved the run out of Clifton Heritage Park for the first time in 2019.
All right.
And now we're doing it again and back on the street in the city, touching a bunch of different places with obstacles.
Okay, now... You used to be in Clifton Heritage. Do you still do the Clifton Heritage event
as well
as the City Run?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So what we wanna do is mix it up.
All right.
You know, we have a lot of repeat people, so we don't want to put them in the same spot every time. Even though we changed the route through Clifton, but
right, but because then they have an advantage. They've experienced that course before.
Yeah.
Now, what's the name of the company? Is it Chick Johnny Challenge?
Chick Johnny Challenge, yeah.
All right, good. Because I wanted to trademark Chick Johnny Cheering. But that's their website, right? Is your website Chick Johnny
Cheering? So we've changed the website's down right now because it's in maintenance as we kind of convert everything to Chick Johnny Challenge.
Okay, good stuff. So I can keep Chick Johnny Cheering.
You can keep that. Yeah.
Good stuff.
You can have that.
We bequeath
it to you.
All right, so Chick Johnny Challenge, how long have you been challenging people?
Next year will be 10 years.
10th anniversary next year.
10th anniversary next year.
All right. See, this is big. That gives me a year to train for the 10th.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a Guardian team to participate. I want a Guardian team to participate.
Yeah.
And then somebody told me, Green, have you seen the obstacles? And I told them, the point of the Guardian team participating is not necessarily to win, but to raise money for a charitable organization or an effort, right? Like, we could raise money by people laughing at us trying to complete it.
Well.
Or me, at least. Because we got some athletes in here.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the date of the Chick Johnny Challenge City Run?
So, yeah, it's September 28th. We're starting early in the morning, as usual. Beat the heat.
6 a.m. Okay.
You don't have to be the bastion of fitness to come and try this.
You sure?
Absolutely not. You don't have to be. I mean, I don't consider myself that, but.
You the fittest one here?
There's
a couple others who fit here.
Yeah, me.
All right, so. I want to know about some of the obstacles, but you can't tell us what the obstacles are, because then some people will be able to begin training for the specific...
No, that's fine. No, I don't want to give everything away.
Right,
but let's start with
last year's obstacles. What were some of the the last City Run's obstacles? Yeah.
So we kind of have some staples.
Okay.
Our 8-foot wall. You got to get over that.
Hold on. What do you mean? See, an 8-foot rock wall?
No, it's just a regular wall. It's a wooden wall. It's 8 feet.
No.
It used to be 9, so we cut it down 1.
Do I get a rope?
No, not the wall. Not this wall.
Can I get a teammate?
You can get a teammate. And so that's the beauty of actually having people do this with you, is you get to help each other through certain things.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what if I don't have a teammate? I could beg people for help?
Absolutely. And, you know, the first time I'd done one of these was 2013.
Yeah.
That was Tough Mudder, which is much more grueling. I've done 7 Spartan races, but Tough Mudder is more like...
Worse than Spartan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tough Mudder is about kind of mentally destroying you while you're doing this thing.
As well as physically destroying you. Oh, wait. So, you're going through a mud field and it's raining... And people are throwing mud at you?
And wires, and you're crawling through live wires that,
yeah, man,
that
half,
shock you.
Half of the primary school population.
They go through that.
They're forced
on a daily
to go
basis.
Through that just to get to school.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this could be a good training ground for them, right?
Anyway. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, so there's a beautiful article in yesterday's Guardian, in fact, Chick Johnny Challenge returns with exciting city course. Mm-hmm. And one of the features of the article is the focus on youth engagement and the potential of developing a professional or even if it's amateur, a team to compete internationally.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always been our goal. You know, and this is cool that it's coming off the end of the Paris Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we keep, during that whole time, we keep saying, you know, why aren't more Bahamians involved in other sports? We got track and field, we got swimming, we got basketball now.
We right. Kinda, I even got a story here about handball.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I thought to myself, and this was before the World Federation kind of really got up and running, but I always thought, hey, we should have more Bahamians doing other things. Mm-hmm. There must be a niche for somebody else, something that somebody's more excited about than just running around a track, than right. just playing basketball. I'm not a big other sports fan or like participant.
Yeah.
But I found obstacle course running was a thing that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I found rock climbing, again, something else I do, something I really enjoyed.
And something we have the potential to host on a number of our islands.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely.
Have you ever considered Morgan's Bluff as a...
I don't even know if I've ever been to Morgan's Bluff.
Because, I mean, it's elevated mm-hmm. above the water, maybe a marine terrestrial
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of challenge.
Yeah, yeah, no. And that's the thing about obstacle course running, right? The mm-hmm. course... can be almost anything. Like, you know, I've done like obstacle courses in Georgia where, I mean, it's all hills
mm-hmm.
And mud and rivers and that kind of thing, right? That's the beautiful part about it. And then you dot obstacles in there that you've built, right?
Yeah.
Throughout this natural course. And that's why I love Clifton, because Clifton gives you that. You got trails in the bush, you got ocean, you got sand.
Yeah.
It all comes together at Clifton, right?
Yeah.
But you
got ghosts.
That too.
Yeah.
but the city brings a different dynamic, right?
Altogether, yeah.
Altogether. So, you know, there are other obstacles within the obstacle course.
Right. Like, remember Charlotte Street? Where we used Street. To catch the bus from? Remember where all the buses used to line up? That used to be an obstacle course. Frederick Street, sure, right? Yeah, and then that's where you exchange buses, right?
Right.
So it's all about timing. So you got to figure out the best place to get off your first bus
uh-huh.
to make your way to the second bus before the rest of the people on the bus with you get to that bus.
Right.
Because you're going to meet another set of people trying to get on that bus. So we're not going to have that type of obstacle course in the city?
No, I wanted to add a car in there somewhere, but not probably not this time.
Maybe an empty shell of a
car.
Yeah,
that you got to navigate through and over.
Or maybe a team has to figure out how to pick it up and move it 3 feet or 5 feet or something like that.
That'd be a good one.
I'm trying to remember. So I've watched a lot of kind of obstacle course shows, not quite a OCR, which is an obstacle course run.
Yeah.
Our first was American Gladiators
mm-hmm.
on US TV, uh-huh. right?
I used to kill that.
And then Wipeout.
Wipeout, yeah.
Is a more relaxed obstacle course right. event. Now I've seen Stone Cold Austin.
Yeah, he's got a show, I forget what it's called.
I think it's called Stone Mountain.
Something like that.
It's rough, yeah, right? Yeah, they have women and men competing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obstacle course, mm-hmm. but not a run. Although there are run elements
right.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember which one of these sort of obstacle course events where the team had to go in a car and pick it up and move it forward. But this... Maybe
I'm sure Steve Austin would have done something like that. But
as well, yeah.
He's got some strenuous stuff in there. But we don't make you move a car. But you can move an Atlas, which is just a big stone ball. You do have to, typically when we do our sandbag carry, that is up a hill or down something steep.
Balance and core strength and joint coordination. Yeah,
all of that. Rope climb, that's one of our staples, obviously. So climbing a rope is not what people think. People think it's all arms, but there is a foot technique that
and core, because you need to use your arms and your feet to allow your core to kick in and do it, right?
Right.
Yeah,
My now wife, who will tell you she's probably not going to try this again, but she did our first city run
mm-hmm.
in 2019, her and a friend.
And she finished it?
She finished it.
That's how she get to to marry you?
That's
the application?
That was the application. But she climbed the rope.
Good stuff, yeah.
I showed her the foot technique. She climbed the rope, and I was there because I'm moving around the course. But I happened to be there at the close to the finish because I was the last obstacle,
mm-hmm.
and I got to watch it. And I was like, "Whoa, she did it! Like she went all the way to the top and came back down using this foot technique."
I scored 100% on the theory
mm-hmm.
every time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a practical.
Yeah,
it's practical. Have you seen a show on Netflix called Physique 100?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
It's a Korean show.
Mm-hmm.
The first season took the top 100 athletes in the country.
Right.
Military, professional sports, various sports. They even had YouTubers, and they put them through a series of essentially obstacle courses and competitions
right.
to find out which physique, which body type is the premier, the best body type, the
right.
strongest can perform the best. Y'all televising this one?
I want to. I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll do like a stream mm-hmm. online. But I would like to do that. What I really want to do is have the stream at Crypto Isle, where we're starting, which is the old Luciano's building.
Okay.
Where Crypto Isle is, starting and finishing there. Just so people who are just come to watch or come to watch their person compete or anything, that they could see where they are on the obstacle course. I think we'll be able to do that, but that's really what I want to get done
for this
particular stream online as well.
So right, because when I was watching Physique 100, yeah. When I started watching, I was like, let's check it out.
Yeah.
Would it be interesting? Mm-hmm. That gripped me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pun intended.
No, it's obstacle course, and I don't like when people think that they have to be this like gym rat or like again this bastion of fitness to do this. What I enjoyed about doing my first one was I had no idea what I could complete from what I could not. But doing the first one told me, okay, I'm weak in this, I'm strong in this.
Mm-hmm.
I went with somebody who runs every day, so running was really not my thing. But we kept up. He didn't have great upper body strength, so we were able to kind of
balance each other out.
And
yeah.
It was just two of us, and we completed the course, and it was fun. It was real fun.
Let's talk about this 8-foot wall, man.
Yeah.
Like, okay, playing bare face wall.
16-foot wall. That one has a rope, and it's slanted, so it's graded.
Is it 8-foot
is straight up and down.
Is it like American Ninja Warrior wall?
No, not the warp wall.
Okay.
That's a different type of obstacle.
That's a concave
wall.
Right. Yeah. And this one slants.
This one just slants.
Towards me.
Yeah. About 45 degrees.
Almost like a rock slope.
Yeah. But it's higher than obviously it's double the 8-foot wall. But that one has the rope.
Okay. Yeah. 8-foot. I know my limitations. 8-foot. Like, what's the technique to get over an 8-foot wall with no ropes, no handholds, no footholds? You just need grip strength?
So there is a technique.
If you
can get your hands up, if you're tall enough to get your hands up about 6 feet,
yeah,
you can jump to, and what you want to do is swing that foot up and hook the heel, and then you use your heel to pull the lower body up, and you
hook the heel.
Yes, heel. Well, in rock climbing, it's called a heel hook.
Oh, I mean, because I was a hard heel gal, not that heel.
Well, you might need a hard
heel
shoe.
Okay,
so you don't hurt your heel, but that's one of the techniques.
So toe grip strength is really important.
Yeah, some heel strength.
See, I just have a word for my cousin who's like, why are you doing that with your toes? That looks so gross. I was practicing.
Yeah, people climb the rope with their toes. It's weird. But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they're like little fingers.
Yeah.
You have the potential to develop the same level of strength in your feet that you do in your hands.
Yes.
And your toes can operate like vice grip fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, not me because I'm a little fluffy, but other people. All right. I've got some text here. It says, great show as usual. What about the American Ninja obstacle course?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, it's physical 100, not physique 100. Well, you could see what I was focused on.
Yeah.
Text, hey, thank you very much.
Lots of physiques in that show, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, and interesting to see the different body types and figure out which of the body types can endure the longest.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. So... Chicchani Challenge, we've done the Clifton Heritage sort of nature trail-esque challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Now OCR City Run, inner city urban style challenge.
Yeah.
We climb in any building?
So no, but we're going to go through a building.
Oh, and like upstairs?
Like down a ramp and up some stairs and into a building area.
Do I have to?
There's some obstacles in the building area.
Okay, and then cool.
Go back outside.
Anybody have to climb a dilly tree or anything?
So we should have did a little dilly tree climb, but I didn't find a dilly tree on the route. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, no. But there are some new things that we've added. this is a kind of a staple in Spartan and other races. By the way, the Philippines are huge in the obstacle course racing world.
Well, first of all, they're huge in physical fitness, yeah. activity, and health and wellness, right?
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. But they really are big in obstacle course racing world right now.
Yeah.
And so are the Russians.
But anyway. Have you lived in Russia? Well, it's a bit of a course.
Yeah, that's true. But so we've added, this year we're adding a spear throw and we're adding an axe throw. So it's another dimension to the obstacle course world is like, you know, your accuracy, your hand-eye coordination as well.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as, you know, you in the bush, a bear chasing you, maybe you got to throw something at it, you hope you hit, right? Mm-hmm. Even though we're not throwing anything at any animals. I can't do that. That ain't in my blood.
Look here, the text just came in and said, hey, I like it, but I ain't jumping over no snakes.
No, you know, I ain't found no snakes in the city.
But
I haven't found any.
I know there are pod cakes in the city. Yes, will there be any pod cakes?
We can't promise you any pod cakes, but there could be pod cakes.
Yeah, I mean, that's town.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's city. Okay.
Yeah, that's real city.
The text says, because my insurance won't allow it, jumping over the snake's pot.
Jumping over snakes?
For me, because I was faint.
So let me tell you my experience with a snake. At a Spartan race in Georgia, I just come out of this mud puddle doing the dunk wall.
Yeah.
Where you had
to go under the wall in the water.
In the water.
Yeah.
And it was just a mud puddle. There's not like a lake.
Yeah, it's not.
It wasn't clean at all.
Yeah.
And as soon as I came, I couldn't see because there was just mud in my eyes. And we started to go back on the trail and my friend was like, oh, it's a snake. And I was like, I didn't see no snake. It was because there was mud in my eyes. And I saw it. It was a big black snake in front of me. And I was like, oh. Another time I did a 5K obstacle run in Georgia. And a baby deer, almost took me out. It was scared. So it was running across the path.
Yeah. So you experienced that in Georgia. Because we see it in the savannas of African states, right? Mm-hmm. The bicyclists. Or in Australia. Yeah. And a kangaroo will just come out of nowhere and take somebody out. So that's like an unplanned, unintentional element of the course.
Of the course. And I think it's beautiful, right? I'm a nature boy, I guess. Not like Ric Flair, but...
Y'all keep your pod cakes inside on September 28th.
Yeah.
They are fun competitors, you know?
They are. They typically just watch, though. We got some spectator dogs around here.
True. So what's the scope of the course in the city?
So it's a 5K going east, coming back west. So we're heading east past the bridge and Potter's Key down to Kalina. That's one of the turnaround points, also a sponsor. So big up Kalina.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back, head up toward Shirley Street just to do that building area there. You're going to pass, that's where I take you past some things that you probably don't even remember exist.
Oh, no,
it's like a tour of the city as well.
We heading towards Harbor Bay? That's how
No, we're going that far.
We're going
to Galena and then we're heading back west.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we head up toward Shirley Street.
Because that whole road right there is an obstacle course.
Oh, of course.
Dear drivers.
Of course.
Come on, follow the law.
That's why we're early in the morning too.
Yeah.
Don't want to run into the crazy people. But and then we go back towards Bay Street after we go through the building and head back towards Crypto Isle where there, you know, a couple more obstacles and so we have three obstacles within the Crypto Isle space. Just because and very like engaging obstacles just so the spectators who will be there, who will be enjoying our, because we call it a breakfast fret run, right?
Okay.
Just because we want people to understand that they could come out and still have fun early in the morning while there are people racing.
Right.
We'll have vendors there, things to do, some obstacles for people to try.
All right. So from you said breakfast fed, are you interested in that? Let's talk about what spectators get to do on the course. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Sorry.
Talk to me.
Caller, sorry. Call back. The numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259 and 242-300-5720 for family island residents. Because I want to know a couple of things. When are you getting to the family islands? And when
I want to know that too.
Right? And when are we going to... The producer, let's go to this phone call. When are we going to start inculcating... Like, the, remember the SWAT team went to Dubai?
Reggie,
Reggie, and Reggie's brother, Reggie?
I have been trying to get... the Defense Force and the Royal Bahamas Police Force to get teams together to see who could do this obstacle course the best. We've never been able to have them come.
After this,
well, that's up to them. But
right, you know. After this caller, because that seemed like the best thing.
That'd be amazing.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Just listening in, and it's very interesting. I didn't hear, and it may have been mentioned, is there an age limit on age group?
So we typically start at 7. And then
wonderful. Up.
So okay. We've had 7-year-olds do the Clifton run.
Ma'am, because you could throw a 7-year-old over the 8-foot wall.
You
and
could.
That's my plan.
You could, good stuff.
You could toss them, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Don't be like Gimli. You never. No one tosses a dwarf anyway.
Is there an upper limit?
There's no upper limit, no.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Grammy?
Grammy could do it.
No, because Grammy told me she could lift me up and throw me in the
thank
bush.
Thank you for the call. Yeah.
So it's something that the family can do together.
Absolutely. I've had families do it, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, thank you very much.
And like I said, our website is down right now, but you all our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, you can find registration.
Information right there.
We're Chick Charney Challenge. You could just, if you Google that, you'll find us.
All right, let's go to this next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller, you there?
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
So you have Chester in
there? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning, Chester.
Good morning.
Aaron, you asked earlier, are you enjoying football or something like that?
I did mention that the season has begun. The first game was supposed to kick off last night, but it's been delayed. I can be honest, I'm not quite sure why. I just got disappointed and focused on something else. But the lineup for this first week one of this 2024 season, we've got the Chiefs versus Ravens, Bengals versus Patriots, Bears versus Titans, Browns versus Cowboys, Eagles versus Packers, Falcons versus Steelers, Dolphins versus Jaguars. Of course, that's the game I'm looking to watch. Lions versus Rams, Saints versus Panthers, Colts versus Texans, Seahawks versus Broncos, 49ers versus Jets, Giants versus Vikings, Bills versus Cardinals, Chargers versus Raiders, and the Buccaneers versus the Commanders. That's the Washington Commanders.
There's a game tonight with Green Bay.
Yeah, yeah, the Green Bay game is tonight. There's Chiefs and Ravens, I think, that was the Thursday night game that was postponed, I imagine, due to weather.
Yeah. Monday night game is a good game, the Jets.
And the 49ers, eh?
49ers, eh?
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Mm-hmm. But listen, I enjoy the American holiday because they had already at the beginning of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Always on the weekend. Last week until Monday, so that's some powerful college football, and the best one was Miami Hurricane.
All right, Pumpkin Eater, I got another call on the line, but I can be honest with you, I need a little extra oomph because now that our two Bahamian boys, Michael Strawn and Denzel Daxon, have parted ways with the Panthers and the Cowboys respectively, I got to muster up a little more energy for this season. But look here, thank you for calling. I got another caller on the line. All right, let's go. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
How you do?
Doing well.
Good, thank you. Good, good.
Hello?
Hi, you called Guardian Radio.
Yeah, I live. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, you live. Good stuff.
I was listening to you, but you saying the game was postponed, but I watched the game, the Chiefs and the Ravens last night.
Oh, it was delayed. That's what the word was. It was delayed. As a woman, from you say delayed, I had things to do.
Oh, delayed. You mean so you can watch it live? Oh, because I was watching it now. I don't know if it was live.
Who won? No,
Dwight saying it wasn't delayed.
Chiefs won.
The Chiefs won? Good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good for the Ravens. I mean, yeah, that's good for the Ravens. I pull in for the Chiefs for 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's a good start. They had to win the first game.
Yeah, they had to, but mine was close.
Well, that's even better.
Close, because at the last, I think, second, Isaiah Likely, they had to review it because his foot was on the line. Like, it was a close, very close to a touchdown, but his foot was on the line, so they had to cancel or reverse the score.
Oh.
But they almost went into overtime.
Oh, boy. So let me ask you a question. From that first game, pivotal game, does it seem like the refs are overstepping their sort of role or place in the game? Like they feel that they're more a part of the game than the players are?
there was several calls being made where, I guess, one, two, where I noticed, and I was like, oh, well, y'all didn't have to call that, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to see how to see some more work in terms of calls. So some things you'll be like, oh, that ain't necessary, or you know, they have to review it a couple of times. But it's so funny now with, even in terms of basketball and football, with the referees and the calls that they make,
mm-hmm.
to see where times are changing and the way that they making these calls, you know. So, yeah, I guess we'll see.
Who are you pulling for this season?
Oh, I'm pulling for Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah, so I Chiefs. That puts me with the Chiefs category.
Yeah, man, you cool. I still, like I said, I was hoping I would have the Panthers or the Cowboys to invest myself in with some Bahamian players, but it looks like I'm going to be a Miami Bahamian and pull for the Dolphins.
All right,
there you go.
All right, good stuff. Thank you so much. All right, Chester, before I transition, we got some nice text here. Says, producer said we go into the break. Chester, you got a few more minutes with me?
Maybe four.
Okay, so when we get back from the break, you're going to give people the details, cool. How to register,
yeah.
Where to go to get the Tiger Balm.
Right.
Prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the details we need to participate in the Chicchani Challenge OCR City Run coming up Saturday, September 28th. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Open your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is for the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. This is the second part of this obstacle course where we're going to speed through. The show. Mr. Robards, I know you have somewhere to go.
I do.
I'm just checking my messages here. I got a lot of texters. There you go. Somebody's sending me the text to make sure. They must be a Chiefs fan as well. They're saying, look, the game was not delayed. That's what NFL.com told me yesterday. NFL.com. Mm-hmm. Now, if a little angel was trying to get me to do my work and not watch football, I could understand.
Maybe,
but Casey over Ravens, 27-20. Good stuff. Mm. I mean, that is close. One touchdown.
Yeah.
That's very, very close. Yeah. Okay, Chester, Saturday, September 28th.
Yeah, Saturday, September 28th. We start in a crypto aisle.
Ending
a crypto aisle.
Okay.
We're going to have a nice little spectator area at crypto aisle where you can involve yourselves in some obstacles while your people are racing. So, you know.
Some like little mini obstacles?
Little mini obstacles, things to try.
All right.
Some of the obstacles that we're doing, you can try them out while you're there.
Breakfast fat?
We call it breakfast fat. We're going to have some music. We're going to party while we wait for everybody to come back.
Because breakfast fat is very close to breakfast free. Will you have vendors selling breakfast? So we'll be breakfast.
We'll have vendors selling stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Great. So there's no entry fee to come in to be a spectator, but you want to.
We call it breakfast because it's early in the morning, not because we serving breakfast necessarily. Right. But
There'll be a little bit of food, a little bit of table.
Yeah, be able to get some stuff, yeah.
All right, will there be anybody selling sports merchandise, like a headband, things like that? Maybe I need a little ankle brace.
Maybe.
All right, yeah. They're potential
somebody
partners.
Potentially come out and sell them.
Reach out. You're going to have any medical screening? Like maybe I should check my blood pressure before I try this 8-foot wall?
we might have some. Well, we always have our medical team there. But
Good stuff. And now insurance. I've not heard about anybody offering sports insurance package, but
so
what do I need to do?
We've been looking for that insurance company that has this. So the sports insurance thing here is almost non-existent that I know of.
Okay.
But if anybody knows about it, they could let me know.
Please reach out to Chester Robards.
Yeah, it's been difficult doing the one-off event insurance things. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So take it seriously, people. Don't come out to the Chicchani run after you did a Friday night obstacle course in the bar. Right? It is fun, but take it seriously. Right, so that you have your best body, you bring your best body with you to the obstacle course.
And don't be confused by what best body means.
All right, now, caller, give me 1 second, because Chester has to go. How do I register?
So, just look up Chicchani Challenge online. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll be able to find registration links there. Our website is still down, I think. Our web guys working
as of
on
last
it.
Night, yeah.
It's working on, they're working on it, but because we're updating some things.
All right.
If I could shout out quickly our sponsors, Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Isle, Garden Radio 96.9, of course, Comfort Suites, J-Line. They all help this to come to life. So.
Right. I may help you and come sell some sea grape lemonade out of the event.
That'd be nice.
Some Guinep lemonade, watermelon lemonade, super hydrating, cucumber lemonade, super hydrating.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chester.
Thank you.
Chicchani Cheering, Chicchani Challenge, Chicchani Run. It's the Chicchani Challenge OCR City Run 2024, returning for the second edition since the COVID. All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Eric Sawyer here speaking.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. I'll be in studio next week.
Good stuff.
Week one was a great game. Isaiah Likely really needs to wear a size 11 shoe. Playing football. Size 12 caution.
Yeah, there you go. Tighten it up.
Oh, that game was great. Oh, man. Football is back. And the Sardines are still the Sardines. The Cowboys still suck. Sheagles are what they will be. A team that we will destroy. And Niner Nation is alive and well.
Sir, did you call them the Sheagles?
I just called them the Sheagles.
Listen, on behalf of feminism and human rights advocacy, that is wrong, sir. I just say, don't mind me laughing.
It sounds so good. On behalf of everybody who drinks a beer in a bar and takes a shot in the name of their sorry teams, because, none better than the Niner Nation. None better.
All right. Okay, outside of the Chiefs. Outside of Chiefs versus Ravens and 49ers versus Jets, what are the games to watch this week, week one?
Well, I mean, to be honest, we'll see exactly what Dallas has made of. They did absolutely nothing in the offseason. They signed nobody except CeeDee Lamb back to their team. So we'll see exactly what they have against the league's number one defense in the Cleveland Browns. That's going to be a good game.
Absolutely. Now, look here. This young man, Denzel Daxon, he is a defensive player. Why they cut him, man?
Man, listen, Jerry Jones needs to retire now. He wants to be in the spotlight. He wants to be that guy. He hasn't won since the days of Barry Switzer, and he needs to understand. Barry Switzer won a ring because of the team that Jimmy Johnson built.
Mm-hmm.
And if he'll just get with the program and understand that a good coach, a great coach, a coach that can handle the spotlight, like a Bill Parcells, who was their coach. But, of course, he can't take the competition in the media. He needs that. He thrives on that. And for you to be nearly 90, still looking for and worth what, $15 billion yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Your team worth $500 something billion. If you're still looking for attention at nearly 90 years old, boy, you got real mummy and daddy issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, after hearing that, they signed only one new player. I don't feel so
re-signed.
Bad.
Not even signed. Re-signed.
Re-signed.
He was always on the team.
So it's not like he failed. It's obvious that their strategy is one that just excluded him, as well as obviously
your strategy was beaten by the Packers. Your strategy lost. You lost in the first round. And if you were to get through the first round and had to see us, well, you know what was going to happen. You was going to lose that too.
Yeah.
So you know.
What's the likelihood that Daxon will be picked up as a 17th man through the International Player Pathway Program?
High. Very high. Because one thing about football, injuries happen. Injuries happen in practice.
Yeah. There
are certain fellas that won't play this year, star players that won't play this year due to injuries or won't play a certain portion of the year, you know, due to just injuries that are suffered in practice. Just practice.
Yeah, so Daxon just needs to stay healthy.
No game time. So the key is for Daxon to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You never know when the phone is going to ring.
Stay healthy and stay practicing. Figure out where you could go in and keep moving.
Correct.
All right. So Chiefs versus Ravens. First game of the 2024 season has kicked off 27-20. Well, that's a good close game. Look here. Let's transition.
Almost had 400 total yards of offense. 73 in the air, 122 rushing. I do 395. He had a great game.
Wow. Yeah.
He looks a lot smaller, too. He's lost some weight.
Uh-huh.
So he's more, you know, agile. And with that backfield that he now has, and he now boasts, he has the tank behind him. So,
good stuff.
Be a tough out.
You saw that college football clip, I think, from same Labor Day weekend. Where I think it's the quarterback, the boy got hit so hard, he went and lined up behind the defensive line for the other team?
Yeah, man. That's definitely the definition of a concussion.
Yeah, without a doubt. I hope that he relented and let them take him off the field. Or, you know, sit down for a couple games.
He had no choice. The whole nation saw it.
Yeah. Now, look here. You talk WNBA, sir. We have to talk WNBA.
Yes.
Eastern Conference.
We're looking real good.
New York Liberty, Jonquel Jones, 28-6. But hold on, Mr. Sawyer. Producer, let's take a couple of these calls. I'm sure they won't talk to you, Sawyer boy. Sawyer, so we can go right there. Let's go to the phone line. 1 second. We coming. Good morning, caller. Caller, you still there? Okay, good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
good.
Eric, watch your mode now. Don't go off with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers on Monday
the
night.
The Jets and Aaron Rodgers?
Watch your mode.
The Jets?
Audience now. Watch your mode. I'll go with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Lose your money then. Lose your money.
Watch your Monday night. Watch your mouth.
Lose your money then. Lose your money.
Hey, Lamar said joking though, because Flowers was open, man. The play before that, Flowers was wide open. I know he's throwing the ball too.
He didn't expect Flowers to be open though. He was passing to.
Yeah. But Flowers threw up his hand and then see me right there. Yeah, two fellas open on the play, man.
Yeah, see, he needs to. He don't have the upper body control to sling a ball.
Right. Yeah, man. He can't beat the Chiefs like that, man. You see what? Hey, boy, that was an excellent. What a way to start off the 2024 season, eh? What an excellent game.
It was.
That's an awesome game.
For a second, I thought you was talking about Minnis White and Shenandoah Cartwright.
No, far from it.
Yeah, well, anyway, Eric, I can't wait till you get back into the studio so I can continue to red you up this season with coming up, boy. Yeah.
Y'all get beat from Jacksonville on Sunday, you know, so I went with you.
No, boy. No, never. We can run Lawrence out of town. But, I hate the Jets, though, but I came with y'all, man. I hate the Jets.
9-9 bang again.
All right, Eric, we can link up there. Now, y'all be safe.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next caller quickly, producer, if we can.
Watch your mouth now.
Listen, that's my bad. I say 9-9 bang a gang, but I'm supposed to say bang bang 9 a gang. I can get it.
Correct.
I can get it. Let's go to the next caller. Producer, let's go to the next caller quickly. Thank you. Good morning, caller. Caller, I got you. All right. If you're having difficulty with the number 323-6232, remember you can also call all of the shows all day today, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. Good morning, caller. Oh, I don't know what happened. All right, Mr. Sawyer.
They scared, man. They scared to talk to me. That's fine.
That's all right. We get. How many weeks we have left to do this?
17. Well, you still even out this week. That's the first game.
There you go. 18 weeks. So listen, Jonquel Jones has a new pair of sneakers. She partnered with Kevin Durant for the KD17 sneakers Bahamas edition. They look beautiful. Bright blue upper, capturing the essence of the crystal clear Bahamian waters, artfully combined with soft green accents on the iconic Nike swoosh and midsole, evoking the lush tropical foliage of the islands. A splash of bright pink on the laces offer a vivid and contrast reminiscent of the vibrant coral reefs, while a yellow-green hue graces the uppermost portion of the midsole. They are $150 at retail. I ain't saying that so you could buy it for me, but you know what? Maybe some of our top-performing athlete academics, they deserve a pair of KD17 Bahamas Edition Jonquel Jones signed. Also,
Buddy look good. I looking at them now. They look good.
Jonquel and the New York Liberty sit at number one in the league, number one in the Eastern Conference with 28-6 record as of yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, they still got to go through Vegas. So Vegas is the two-time defending champion.
Yeah, Las Vegas Aces, they sit at number four in the league and number two in the Western Conference. Indiana Fever at six in the league, third in the Eastern Conference.
Caitlin Clark is a real superstar for Indiana, boy. She's looking good.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking really
good. Look here, and you see this little rivalry, Clark and Reese?
That's the thing. It's not a rivalry.
It driving the That's sport. Exactly. It driving the sport forward. Those two ladies are doing it, and they're not competing against each other.
Those two are the best of friends. Like the media have them to be. Like they hate each other.
Yeah.
They don't hate each other, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen, Mr. Sawyer. I all out of time. I'd call. I'm so sorry. I all out of time. I got to read these texts. Tell you, I guess, a good obstacle course would be swimming on Montague Beach where the fish vendors clean the fish. That's a tough course. They say a truck failed to pass that course this week. We hope everybody is safe. Yeah, the thing say delayed on the NFL website. Aaron, what is the discount for Bahamians on Jones and sneakers? That's what I'm trying to find out now. Texter,
what's the cost of the obstacle?
Oh, you're right. We forgot. But here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna search Chikchani Challenge on Facebook or Instagram, on social media, on Twitter, aka X, and you'll find a registration link with the cost right there.
Okay.
All right. This texter says, I'm an avid cyclist. You better include cycling in some way in the city run obstacle course. Producer, thank you for your lenience and patience. I'm so sorry, caller, we couldn't get to you. Mr. Sawyer, it's only week one. The fun has just begun.
That was some side in at one of the corners. Some cowgirl.
Bang, bang, nine again. Have a great day. Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.